I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Crazy story. Liz Kilmer. She's one of our favorites. WPXI Channel 11. There was a crazy story about a guy acting wild on Carson Street, which is kind of par for the course. You know, anyway, take it away, Liz.
According to this police paperwork, Kevin Songer caused a lot of chaos here on East Carson Street, spanning a couple of blocks. Police say they were called to a reported robbery shortly after 7:30 Sunday night. Documents say it started at Mad Noodles near 21st Street when Kevin Songer came in. Police say he was intoxicated and tried to steal an order. He then apparently followed another man out and tried to take his order. The victim attempted to run away, and police say Songer chased him toward 20th Street and attacked him and took the food. Folks in the neighborhood say, well, it's not that shocking.
I avoid the South Side and downtown unless I absolutely have to be over here, because that's the type of stuff that happens.
And police say he was eventually arrested, but not before victimizing another person. He apparently jumped into a woman's car. More on that in a report I'm working on for Five.
All right, I'm looking forward to it, Liz. Thank you. That isn't the kind of stuff that happens all the time to avoid the South Side in downtown.
No. I mean,
or it wouldn't be on the news.
Right.
How good are those noodles, by the way? If he's mugging people to get the noodles, they must be incredible. There's a lot here, but it made me think of the time that Zeiss and I went, and you do catch crazy. Now, you've seen crazy stuff on Carson Street, Chris. I mean,
Yeah, we all have.
Par for the course. Yes. One time, me, Zeiss, Trenny Kuznarek, and you remember Brent Stover that worked for Root Sports at the time?
Yeah.
We were all out, and we may have drank a ton, possibly. And this was before Uber, but we were taking cabs. We went to, there's a place a kind of across in Caddy Corner from the Comma. I don't even know if it's still there. They had pizzas that you could order, and it was about as big as a car hood, right? It's gigantic pizza. I forget what the place was. And we're sitting down, and I could tell this fight's about to break out between these two girls at the counter, right? And they're mouthing off about something, and they'd run into each other. And it was like it was happenstance they ran into each other, and they had a beef about something. And all of a sudden, and it's a warm out, it's summertime, there is someone out on the street, and she walks in, this girl does, and Zeiss is holding this gigantic pizza, and he's trying to get knocked over. He doesn't want to break this up, he's just guarding the pizza. This girl walks straight in, and she just yells, "Stare at street," and then the B word, and punches this girl right in the face at the counter, and she goes down, lights out, and walks out, leaves the girl laying down, and the two girls walk out. I'll never forget. Stare at street, bitch! And hits her, and she's laying down. Brent Stover had just arrived from Manhattan, Kansas. He couldn't believe what he just saw. Trenny was like kind of curled up in the corner. Zeiss looks up as he's eating a piece of this pizza. He's got one folded up in his hands, and he just announces, "Is this all over so we can eat in peace?" As the girl is laying down, knocked out. So you do catch crazy stuff every once in a while.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Could you imagine if somebody had tried to steal Zeiss's pizza from him?
No. But it was, you catch that. But this guy, what happens if a guy tries to get your noodles? Do you run after him like the Liz Kilmer report, or you just let him go?
I just kind of throw my hands up and go, what the hell's happening here? Did this dude just steal my food?
What? No.
What? Where am I? What kind of alternate universe am I in where somebody just runs up and steals your food?
Yeah. Zeiss had no compassion, by the way, for the knocked out girl. She was out on the ground. He stepped right over her holding the pizza box. And we done here so we could eat in peace. That's what he said.
Trying to eat my pizza.
That's what he said. Oh, gosh.
But none of that is surprising.
No, it was not surprising. That guy, Brent Stover, was so... He had never seen anything. Never seen anything like that. He goes, it like that all the time. I go, yeah, you know, it is what it is. Just mind your own business. Nobody will mess with you.
Thursday night on Carson Street.
Whoa.
Stuff happens all the time.
It does. The noodles, though. What was the guy? I'm wondering. So this was a takeout sort of situation. Was he just waiting to get the next guy and he was going to get his noodles? I can't get
he
to that
be.
Drunk level. I can't get there.
No. Well, and then jumping into people's cars, he was more than drunk. He was something else.
Yeah, he might have been on the peyote or something. You know what I mean? Like he might have been on Dawn's Highway bleeding or like he was there. He was there.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.